Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, we have some royalty in our studio right now. Miss Wheelchair Minnesota, Shannon Banky from Marietta is in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Shannon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, wow, what an exciting time. Miss Wheelchair Minnesota, you were crowned, huh?
Yes, I am very excited. It was in March of 2018, so I've been about a year or a month and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a crown and a sash and the whole thing, huh?
No, I feel like royalty.
You are royalty. Well, I've asked Shannon to come in to tell us all about it. I heard about that, and I thought we got to get Shannon in here. So,
yeah. So basically, what I do is I go around and advocate for people with disabilities, specifically in wheelchairs. So when I went and tried out for Miss Minnesota Wheelchair, I met the former, or I should say now, the past one.
Yep.
And she told me about it. She is now Miss Wheelchair America.
Mm.
So I went, I had to fill out all this paperwork. I had to do a headshot. I competed against three other girls. We had to do judging. It's not based on beauty. It's based on what you've done and advocate for.
That's right. Yeah. You just said you met Miss Wheelchair America.
Yep, I did.
Is she from, where do you know where she's from?
Or? Chanhassen.
Chanhassen, okay.
Yep.
And so what's her platform? Do you know?
I don't know. Okay. She, but what's great about if you win nationals is you get to tour the country.
Oh. There you go.
So, whatever, I'm like, that'd be great.
So, what got you interested in applying for Miss Wheelchair Minnesota?
Well, I just believe that as people in wheelchairs, we need the simple things as being able to get into buildings and mm-hmm. Being able to get in the bathrooms and just anything that is a barrier for us that I would like to advocate. And I found out, too, that I'm the first one out of the metro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. So I'm trying to promote it around the whole state instead of just in the metro area.
Right.
So that's why I'm trying to go all over into Minnesota.
So what kind of process did you have to go through to become Miss Wheelchair Minnesota?
I had to fill out a bunch of paperwork. So anything from advocacy. And then once I got submitted and said, yep, you can come in, I had to go in front of four judges, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they asked you anything from what your platform is, what you think is most important as being in a wheelchair, just and simple things as your family, like who and what you've done.
Right. Yep. And so where was Miss Wheelchair Minnesota held at? Where was the pageant held at?
In Maple Grove, Minnesota.
Okay.
At a, like, basically a bar and grill, but it had a big conference room at the back.
Nice stage and everything?
No, there was no stage. You just kind of rolled up and it were in front and they made the background look really good. So.
Well, you look great with the sash and the crown on and everything. And were you excited when they do that? How did they crown you then?
Sherry, she put the crown on me. So, yeah, then I was pretty excited.
I was going to ask you, what went through your mind?
Oh, my God, I won. I can't believe it. Yippee, I get to travel the state and advocate for people. And,
That was my next question. What's your responsibilities as Miss Wheelchair Minnesota?
Just to get, for one, to get the organization out there, Miss Wheelchair Minnesota, to get other people involved, to fundraise. I need to fundraise because that's how I get anything from my travel expenses to hotels. That's what I get, I get the money. Mm-hmm. So as of right now, I have a... my Facebook page has where you can buy t-shirts.
Okay.
And that's for nationals. And I think until May, I think it's May 15th, you can go on my Facebook page. You should be able to see it. Click on it. And if you want, you can buy one.
Okay.
They're about 23, but the $23, they get shipped to you. I don't have to deliver them. And then some of the money gets bounced back to me. So at the end, I'll get a a check, basically.
Okay. It's just basically to help with your expenses traveling around Minnesota, telling your story.
That, and to help with nationals.
Okay. So, and when is nationals?
July 30th through August 5th, and it's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So everybody, there's about 41 or 42 contestants in all over the United States that come in. And it's, I guess, from 8 in the morning until 9 or 10 o'clock at night, we're constantly doing something. Besides, we do judging, and they have theme nights. So one of the theme nights is 50s and 60s. We have to have all the attire. So we have to have the formal attire. We have to have the casual attire. We have to do the business attire. So we have to have all that, and we go in front of judges, and they will ask questions, anything from what does ADA mean, when was it signed, certain people that affected ADA, politically correctness words that you're supposed to use.
Right. Yeah, that's big nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's your platform then, Shannon?
My platform is stem cells, because I did go to China twice and received stem cells. They were the umbilical cord. So what they did was I flew to China. I went into a hospital.
Maybe we should back up a little bit. Why don't you tell your story a little bit? You know, what happened?
Oh, I was in 2005, I was in a car accident near Austin, Minnesota. It was a car versus train. So I ended up going to Mayo Clinic in St. Mary's, and I did my rehab and all that there. So what really happened is a blood clot formed in my spinal cord and went down into my spinal cord and stripped my nerves. So now I am an incomplete paraplegic, which means I have movement and feeling, but I cannot stand and walk.
Okay. So you went to China?
I went to China to try to help. The whole goal was to, of course, be able to walk out of your chair. Well, right. As you can see, I'm not. But what did happen is I ended up having two long braces that helped support my weight. Well, then eventually they disappeared. So I ended up having one went completely away, and then the other one, I had a brace that went below my knee, and went below my knee, so then I could walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went, how many trips did you make to China?
Twice.
And you received stem cells from a
umbilical cord?
Okay.
Yep. Because people are confused about, they always assume, like, babies, and it's not always true. So I'm trying to promote that, and anything with disabilities, so I'm just excited to do this.
Yep, you get to speak.
I get to speak, and I'm a little nervous, but I talk a lot.
well, they picked the right one then, didn't they?
Yep, that's what they said too. You sure like to talk.
You get to be at the state fair, you told me, huh?
Yep, I get to do, for sure right now, I'm doing the state fair. I also, in October, I have to do an expo at Mystic Lake Casino. I am doing a 5K in June 9th for Gillette's Hospital in Minneapolis, and that money is going to go towards adaptive equipment, sports equipment and stuff for the kids. So if anybody wants to join me, you can go on my page too and see all that. And then let's see, and then I have nationals, that's a week, and I believe as of right now I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. We're talking with Shannon Banky from Marietta. She was crowned Miss Wheelchair Minnesota in Maple Grove at the end of March there. And Shannon, I forgot to ask you about your family. You got to brag about your kids.
I'm married to Chad, who is a hometown boy.
Yeah.
I also have three kids. Alexander, who's 13. Isabella's 4. She'll be 5 at the end of May. And I have a 3-year-old, Mackenzie. So, yeah, we are busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, awesome. And, well, I suppose your whole family is so excited, especially your kids.
Yeah, well, the girls like the crown. And Xander, well, he's a boy. He's like, okay.
So my mom's Miss Minnesota.
You're right. Yeah, it's my mom.
That's exciting, and we wish you the best of luck at Nationals. People want to help you, you know, financially. How can they do that then?
If you go on my Facebook page, you can...
And what's that name called? Shannon?
Shannon Banky. Yep. Okay. Just like, you can look it up, and then you can buy a t-shirt, or if you look up Miss Wheelchair Minnesota...
They have a web page?
They have a Facebook page, and then they have a donate button. So if you don't want to donate directly to me, if you want to donate to that organization, you're more than welcome. It's tax deductible. So, yep. I mean, so that helps out.
Miss Wheelchair Minnesota. Just you can Google it and it'll come up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Are you excited about going to Nationals?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's supposed to be rewarding, fun, interesting, but stressed out, I guess.
You'll do great.
I plan on winning. No,
you should. Local hometown girl does great, right?
Yeah. And another thing too is if anybody wants speaking for me to speak or parades, anything to get my name out there.
Yep.
And more than you can Facebook me, you can email me. Yep. It's just Shannon Banky at Hotmail.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Now we get to take pictures.
I'm excited about that.
You're in the radio Q92 studios. We're going to take pictures, right?
Right.
All right. Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. That's Shannon Banky, Miss Wheelchair, Minnesota. Shannon resides right there in Marietta, Minnesota, right?
Yep. I do. Can't miss it.
All right.